right. This is going to be a rant, and I am driving kind of far, so it's also going to be one of those loud cabin noises ones, but I don't know. One thing that has to absolutely stop, you know, and one thing I'm going to try and do during this drive is to steel man some people who are getting treated as not human, you know? And this is exactly what happens, whether for good, bad, or indifferent, you know, to have conversations about large amounts of people, we fall into categorization theory, where we start lumping people into categories, and when we do that, it gets hard to keep a human face to them, you know? So, the police and the military are getting shit on right now by one particular side, you know, and it happens to be the side that I'm most allied with. But we, as much as I am absolutely on board for military reform and reduction, even just harm reduction, even just trying to bring military harm reduction as near zero as possible, I'm all fucking about it. Like, I think that's an absolute must. So, but that immediately makes me an enemy to the pro-military, you know, stand for the anthem, pledge of allegiance people, you know. So that's an example of what I'm talking about. Police are another one. Police, all cops are bastards, all this stuff. No. We can't do that. We can't. Now, let me be clear. I am 100% pro-aggressive police reform. And I mean burn it to the fucking ground and build it back up from the bottom police reform. The police, like, you know, and again, I'm doing it right here, so watch this, but policing as a concept and as a profession and stuff like that is fucking broken. It's misaligned and it's broken. And it's having a lot of adverse effects, which is resulting in a lot of people saying these sweeping statements like, all cops are bastards. But again, no, they're not. But what they are is all human, okay? So there's going to be examples of every kind of fucking human in there. That's how things work. And two, as much as the incentives of the police are misaligned, they're still human. And regardless of the situation, most people's interactions with police are positive. And I say that because the best interaction that you can have with the police is no interaction. Okay? That's the space we're dealing with here. Is anywhere that there is a situation not happening where the police could get called. You know, that counts. You can't discount that. You can't dismiss that. Every time you've lived in a community where the rule of law was enforceable, you know, that, hey, if your car got broken into, you could call somebody. You know, they're not necessarily going to fucking solve it. They're not going to get your shit back every time, you know, but they'll show up. You know, hey, there's something scary happening here. Can you come check it out? Yeah. That's our job. Like, do you know how many police interactions go something like this? There is somebody somewhere who's scared. Maybe it's a woman or somebody home alone. Or anybody home alone. And like, there's noises outside. It sounds like someone's trying to get in. You don't go fucking check it out for yourself. You call the police. And granted, that's not, the results aren't equal everywhere, but just the fact that there's a profession that that's the job description matters. Okay? Now, if you live in an area that the need for intervention surpasses the capacity for it, yeah, like, I get it. Like, that's the police reform I'm talking about. You know, appropriate resources deployed appropriately. Harm reduction. You know, constant review of policies and practices, a spirit of constant improvement. Like, that's what we accept, or that's what we expect in business. That's what we expect in, you know, corporate America, or that's what we expect in sports, you know, all these things. Like, you know, there's a spirit of constant improvement out there. This needs to apply to especially our civil services, you know. Firefighters practice putting fires out better, you know. Doctors practice curing people better. Like, they have a standard of performance beyond reproach, you know, and they have pretty good reputations, you know. But yeah, the people that get called at the worst of times have to also have a standard of constant improvement. But again, they do, you know. Millions of people call the police every fucking day for every possible fucking reason. And almost every one of those interactions ends with everybody surviving and a relatively best possible outcome considering, you know. If you got a ticket when you were speeding, that's not a bad fucking outcome. And if you were a dick to the cop and he was a dick back, that's the customer service, you know, facet of it. Quit being a fucking asshole, you know. That way, when situations are genuinely negative, when the cop is out of line, when the cop is using excessive force, when they are not familiar with the laws they're enforcing, anything, anything, now we can start shaving that down because we're not focusing on bullshit. And again, the cops' batting averages are fucking fantastic. And they're still human. Always apply this standard. What stories do you think they tell at the dinner table? Like, I don't necessarily have a lot of cop friends, but I've known a fair number of them. I've had meals and drinks and socialized with them. The things that they brag about are not like the times that they abuse their authority and stuff like that. They tell stories about times where somebody was in need and they were able to save the fucking day. They tell stories about times where, you know, they were able to de-escalate situations. Those are the ones they're proud of, you know? So again, like, remember that we're not talking about qualifying them as good or bad people. They're all humans with the job of police officer. And most of them act exactly like that. Okay, but yeah, holding society to a high standard and having our law enforcement, you know, lead the way in that, kind of set the example as citizens, you know. That's one thing that I always had a problem with Trump being president for, is that one thing, and trust me, I have a problem with every president in this specific regard, but him a little more so because of one thing, is that one of the jobs of president, other than commander-in-chief and chief justice and all that shit, right? One of the jobs is considered chief citizen. That means this is the person that is supposed to represent some version of the best of us, you know? And that comes in all shapes and sizes, colors, genders, creeds, all of it, you know? So yeah, our presidents haven't always reflected that, because the appropriate percentage of presidents that, you know, have not been black, that represent an appropriate portion of the nation, you know? They haven't all been decent. They haven't all been good presidents. But they've all taken the job seriously at the time and been people of just decent character, you know. They just talked appropriately, you know. They golf a lot. They have gaffes when they're giving speeches. They're just humans doing an unthinkable job, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, to represent the country, appropriately is important. And even if it's not 100% genuine, you know? Like, Obama smoked cigarettes for a while, but he didn't fucking do it when he was giving a speech. I'm sure they all cuss. I'm sure they all talk some shit. I'm sure they all lose their temper. But they don't do it, like, they just don't do it as a rule, you know? That's not their default mode. Like, they try to, you know, anyway. So scale this down to the police officer. Like, one of the things that needs to absolutely be in the job description of the police is to represent your community appropriately. You know, if somebody meets a police officer from a town, they should be meeting some representation of the best of that town. What's wrong with that expectation, you know? And again, most people meet this expectation. Most police give warnings in reasonable situations. Most police would rather de-escalate a situation than arrest anybody. None of them really want to fight, you know? And the ones that do stand out. But they also, like, there is, like I said, there is examples where they're getting sheltered and, you know, but all those things need to be treated as a flaw in what needs to be an otherwise good design. So yeah, like I think the standards and expectations need to get raised a little bit. And I don't think that's unreasonable, because I'm only asking for it to get raised to the standard that most police hold themselves to. You know? Like, you can't dehumanize people just as a group. Like, just because someone's on the other side of a political island doesn't mean that, oh, they think this, that means I get to treat them as if they hold absolutely every single feature of the worst of every example of that person that I've met. Like, only the edge cases. I'm going to form this entire identity of the out-group based on news headlines and just my experiences with the absolute worst representatives of them, you know? Because just like the best police interaction is no police interaction, the best political interaction that two just regular-ass citizens can have is none. If you're not politically active, then it's a waste of time to be super politically vocal. And it's even more a waste of time to frame your worldview through that. All cops are not bastards. Some insane number of police interactions happens every day. It's in the millions. Every single fucking day. You know? And most of those situations, like, all the calls are answered to the best of their ability. And the vast majority of the situations are just fine. They're like, all right, well, have a good day. You too. Glad we got that all cleared up. All right, see you later. That's most of them. Most of them. Like, I know it seems like there's a lot. But even if there's 10 adverse, like, and I apologize if this sounds dismissive, it's not how I mean it, but just to put a number to it, let's say there's 100 shitty police interactions, you know, like examples of them doing shitty shit in whatever form, you know, like 100 examples a day, that's still 36,000 and some change for a year, okay? That's an insane number, and nobody is defending that that's an acceptable number, right? Not, at least not openly. Obviously, the worst of them are trying to look the other way, big picture, but, you know, focus here. There's millions of interactions a day. Like, that is 99.99% things go perfectly fine. You know, hey, we checked it out. There's nobody there. You're good. Oh, hey, you know, it was just this, that, or the other thing. All right, here's a warning. Go on your way. Here's your ticket. You were fucking speeding. That's dangerous as fuck. You know, hey, no, it's time for you to go home. Oh, you're drunk and driving? Well, we're all pretty much against that, aren't we? Yeah, we agree that that's unsafe. You shouldn't fucking do it. That's a huge number. And I don't know if you've ever gotten a DUI or witnessed a DUI. And if you are a police officer who has arrested a DUI, let us know how that whole situation went from a customer service standpoint. Did they respect you? Were they kind and compassionate and cooperative? Or were they calling you fucking names? Like, you know, if you wouldn't accept being called names as a cashier at a grocery store or a fucking waiter at a restaurant, why do these people have to just 100% maintain perfect composure in the worst of these situations? You know, because that's the job, is the answer. They have to maintain composure because it's a high trust, high stakes fucking job, and that's the expectation. But again, sympathize with it from that standpoint. You ever had to deal, like, all my bouncers out there, all my waitresses and waiters, all my fucking bartenders, like, all of it. You ever fucking dealt with drunks? They suck. Cops do it every day, and 99 out of 100 times, your ass was fucking drunk and dangerous, and you deserve to go to jail, and you probably got off with a stiff fine and a little bit of time, worst case scenario, and god damn it, like, you were risking people's fucking lives. Like, so it speaks to this, the common theme of conversation around that by your average citizen is that, you know, oh, we're against DUIs, but I wasn't that drunk. I wouldn't have, no, man. Because you know what else those cops respond to all the fucking time? Is drunk and fucked up assholes killing people with their cars. Like, I am 100% convinced that we are going to look back in history at the time where humans were driving these fucking death machines around and just killing things and people as absolute insanity. As absolute fucking insanity. You mean, for 50 years you had the technology to make it where those things could not even be started without, if you were drunk? Yeah. When did they make them standard issue on cars? They didn't. They've had this technology for 50 years and they didn't use it? Nope. Why not? Because people like driving drunk. Nobody wants to fuck with it. You know? It's not what our genuine priorities were. Don't try to say that it is, because if it was, we'd have interlocks on everybody's car. The number of people that die every year, that's just the cost of fucking doing business. And you know who we tasked to clean up the mess and to fight an unwinnable war against our own bad decisions? Police. So no, all cops are not fucking bastards. But I do need to have a massive call to action here, like we all do. The police need to fucking get their shit together. And they gotta stop sheltering their own, you know? Gotta weed them out. Weed them the fuck out. Like Navy SEAL fucking standards, you know? I know it was a misunderstanding. Sorry. Like, we can't even allow that. Oh, I know this was a miscommunication. Like, I understand this was not what it appeared to be. But it appeared to be that we are having an appearance crisis. This is the fucking way it is right now until we regain the trust of the citizens and we establish a system that is absolutely in tune and aligned with the real expectations that we have of one another and the society we want to live in. Anyway, everybody's human. Everybody's doing the best they can. And you can't hate anybody out of their position. You can't hate someone into love. You can only love them into it. So... And I love all of you.